Hello and welcome to Manchester United Daily, the AI-generated podcast that offers you your dedicated dose of all things United. This is your host, Alex, coming to you with insights on match reviews, player spotlights, transfer talk, and much more. Let's dive into the latest happenings at Old Trafford. Kobbie Mainoo, United's teenage sensation, continues to dazzle us with his form. While he may not yet be the most valuable young talent in world football, his performances have seen his stock rise considerably this season. After his senior England debut and impressive Premier League strikes against Wolves and Liverpool, Mainoo's value to United is undeniable. Alejandro Garnacho, another Red Devil, is making strides too. Valued at 34.2 million, Garnacho's role under Ten Hag and senior Argentina recognition underlines his progress. His commitment illustrates the club's focus on nurturing young talent, a topic we've spotlighted on several previous episodes. Turning to match reviews, we reflect on a challenging draw against Liverpool and look ahead to the Bournemouth clash. Midfielder Scott McTominay is sidelined for the upcoming match, but there's potential good news with Marcus Rashford likely to return. United are also dealing with absences, which have led to 26 different back four combinations selected by Ten Hag. The stability of our backline is indeed under the spotlight as we venture to the South Coast seeking redemption for the December defeat. Speaking of our defence challenges, it's become apparent that Varane's future at United is in question. A significant pay cut could be the only thing keeping him at Old Trafford beyond this season. Despite his evident talent, the club is considering alternatives. It's decisions like these that underline the strategic planning Ten Hag and his team are engaged in as they shape the squad for the challenges ahead. Away from player speculation, Sheffield United's recent point deduction doesn't impact Manchester United directly, but it certainly adds another layer of intrigue to the competitiveness of English football's tiers. Turning our attention to the women's team, there's considerable reflection on their season. After finishing runners-up in last season's WSL, Skinner's side hasn't quite hit the same heights, with several key departures affecting both the team's attacking dynamism and defensive solidity. United's women have work to do if they hope to capture silverware in the FA Cup semi-final on Sunday. And with that, we wrap up this episode of Manchester United Daily. Whether it's our young talents making a mark on the global stage or the hard decisions in squad management, there's always something happening at United. Remember, no matter the results on the pitch, we stay united off it. Thanks for tuning in and be sure to join us for our next episode. This has been your host, Alex, wishing you all a fantastic day ahead.